Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk bounce back candidates for the 2023 NFL season next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dan Schneier. We're talking about bounce back candidates for the 2023 Fantasy Football season. And let's set some parameters, all right? No young guys who haven't done it before. No guys that you don't really believe in. Here's a question, though. We'll start it off with this one, because I think this was maybe the first guy you and I both thought of when we talked about bounce backs before the show. Does Calvin Ridley count as a bounce back candidate? He is 29 years old. He is a former elite wide receiver. We also have not seen him play at that level since 2020. So it's going on 3 years now, but he was suspended last year. Does Calvin Ridley count as a bounce back candidate?
I'm counting him, Chris. I'm counting him because when you drafted him in his last most recent season, you got screwed, you know, like you got killed by that. And so anytime you have somebody who disappointed, I think can be considered, at least if we're not considering the young guys, he's older. So he can be considered in this regard. And I'm really loving Calvin Ridley this year. I'm going to have to be competing against all our guys. I hope Adam's already showing signs of being interested in early max. I don't love that because Calvin Ridley, to me, is one of my favorite receiver targets already. And I love how he's looked in camp, too. Wearing number zero now looks even – I think he's wearing zero now. He looks even faster in the zero. So that's kind of just a joke right there. But I do think he's going to really mesh well with what Trevor Lawrence does well from a skill set standpoint in the deep passing game.
Yeah, he is wide receiver 17 for me, and honestly, I could pretty easily move him up a couple more spots from there, depending on the reports we get out of camp, so that's an interesting one. Let's go position by position. Give me a quarterback bounce back candidate.
This is the one I've been on all offseason, going to continue to be on. It's Deshaun Watson. I just think last year was a weird year for him, and I love everything Cleveland has done to really build weapons around him. I'm an Eli Moore fan. I think he's awesome. Cedric Tillman, to me, was one of the better receivers in this class and the only receiver who had a size component as well. So I just really like his receiver core. David Njoku as well. I like the offensive line. I like the idea that they're going to be more pass first this year. And so it's really just up to Watson. Can he get back to where he was? And I think with a full offseason, he can get back there.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's an impossible one to answer because he basically didn't play for 2 years, you know, playing with a new team, coming off, you know, not playing for the first 11 games of last season. There was just a lot working against him, but, you know, he's only 25, I think, so they're still, you know, in his physical prime. I think betting on a bounce back makes sense. He's like QB12 for me, and that's one where, again, he could move up pretty quickly if we get good reports. Let's get a running back bounce back candidate.
I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift, who the Eagles traded for. Look, he's still being drafted really late. I see him now being drafted in the RB28 range. I mean, at that point, like, you're just – that's – you're not getting anyone with upside that he has, in my opinion, at that point. You're talking about players like Khalil Herbert, who's in a massive timeshare. Brian Robinson, who's in a timeshare, doesn't do anything in the passing game. Rashad White on a terrible team, probably going to end up in more of a timeshare than people think, right? Rashad Penny is in that range as well, but I think Swift is a better overall talent than Rashad Penny and a much better, more likely player to stay healthier than Penny is at this stage of their career. So I just think you're getting more upside there with Swift behind the best offensive line in football, in an offense that scores a ton of points and is in the red zone all the time, than you're going to get for most of the running backs in that range.
Who would you rather have, DeAndre Swift or the new Lions backfield, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs?
I think I still probably take Gibbs over him for the upside. Montgomery versus Swift is a more interesting one, and I think I would lean Swift based on the offense.
I've got them 23, 24, and 25.
Okay, so you're a little lower on Gibbs, I think, than consensus.
Yeah, maybe a little bit lower. I think that's going to be a split, and I'm not sure he dominates the passing game work. Let's move on to wide receiver. Who's a bounce back besides Calvin Ridley?
So wide receiver is an interesting one. I was digging through this. I didn't find anyone I loved as a potential bounce back. Michael Pittman's an interesting one just because of obviously the team that he plays for, and we're hoping that we can get something going there on that front. So I'm going to go here with – this is a tough one for me, Chris. I think I'm going to just go Deebo Samuel here. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this a little bit more, You know what? Actually, I take that back. I'm going to on air. I'm going to make a change here. I'm going to go Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks to me still looked good from the little bit of film I watched of him last year as far as getting open and creating separation. And to me, it was just a quarterback problem there in Houston. Now that quarterback is massively upgraded with Dak Prescott in Dallas. And so I'm going to go with Brandon Cooks here.
Yeah, I would also point out just both Chargers wide receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I like as bounce back candidates. You know, Keenan Allen, a little bit older, the hamstring injuries last year, a little concerning, but I think there's room for that offense to take a huge step forward with Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. And real quick, let's get a tight end bounce back candidate. I think there's one obvious one.
Well, the obvious one might be Mark Andrews.
Yes.
So we'll go with Mark Andrews here. He is the obvious one, just a health thing for him, I think, at this point. And I think there's a chance that the new Monken offense is going to be good for everyone involved, and that includes Mark Andrews. So I think he's a great bounce back.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about they're going to pass the ball more. They're going to be a little more fast paced. So, you know, that's what everyone says during OTAs about their new offense. But in this case, because, you know, we've seen Mark Andrews be the number one tight end, I think betting on a bounce back makes a lot of sense. And that's going to do it for FFT and Five. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.